Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There's three things there. I don't believe it's fait accompli with Vrabel and the Patriots. I think he's absolutely the leading candidate. He is the logical choice, and I think it probably would be a surprise if it didn't work out. But you could go through any number of coaching searches over time and say, well, Josh McDaniels is supposed to get the Colts job. Bill Belichick is supposed to get the Jets job. Things happen, and there's a lot of interest in Mike. Do I think that the Patriots hold a tremendous amount of appeal to him? Yes. Do I think he to them? Yes. Is it a lot? Of course. All those things are true. And in the end, it probably gets done. But I don't think it's done. I still think there are steps to go through. There's a process that has to be followed. So, again, that's kind of where we're at. I don't think it's going to be a quick resolution this week. I don't expect that. Maybe I'm going to be wrong. And that's where I see things as we sit here today, Wednesday afternoon.
That was Adam Schefter yesterday on Wednesday afternoon on WEEI Afternoons. You can check it out. The full interview on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You won't miss out on a thing from WEEI. Also a reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. No updates on the Vrabel interview, which is ongoing, we think.
Do we get a graphic yet? Do you think he'll have a graphic on his own? Or do they wait till it's somebody else?
It's not Pep Hamilton,
Byron Leftwich,
Byron Leftwich, Vrabel, no. All three of them now split into thirds. No. I'm assuming we get our own graphic like the Bears did last night with Vrabel. Yeah.
The Patriots have not tweeted out anything as it relates to Mike Vrabel.
So no update yet, which I find somewhat interesting. Greg thinks it was happening in the Seaport today. I was listening to Greg talking about that on my drive-in today. He would know.
Yep.
Plugged-in man.
Sure.
Throughout town. So I'm curious if we start to get any info trickling in. And that means, you know, from the local beat writers, local news, or whether that comes from the national level, the Schefters, the rap sheets, etc. So we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. But just know, Vrabel is here. He's interviewing today. Ben Johnson is interviewing tomorrow. They've requested Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator from the Lions. They didn't bother to request until Wednesday. And we'll see if he has time to squeeze that into his schedule. Feels like the Patriots are scrambling and trying to make things look a little better after the sham interviews with Leftwich and Pep Hamilton earlier this week. I thought Courtney had a good take if you want Vrabel. I don't want Vrabel, so I disagree with it. But if you want Vrabel, she made a great point. Don't let him leave.
Yeah,
don't let him leave Boston. Don't let him get on a plane. Don't give him the option to go to Vegas and get wooed by Tom Brady. If you want Vrabel, get it done.
I think this is a better situation than the Raiders, but I also think there is a chance that Tom Brady, Richard Seymour could convince him that the Raiders would be a great spot for him and they could all together help turn that franchise around. I think that'd be pretty appealing. Much more appealing than the Jets or the Bears or some of these other interviews that Vrabel did. Because I felt like all along it's a done deal with the Patriots. I don't think if you let him go, he's necessarily going to definitely take another job. But the Raiders thing throws like a curveball into this. I'd be disappointed as a Ben Johnson fan or even just a straight up fan of you didn't interview anybody last year, interview a bunch of guys this year. Maybe you learned something. Maybe you're surprised by something. Maybe you can implement something into your system going forward. Instead of having two sham interviews, Vrabel, then you hire Vrabel. Like, what? That's just like Mayo last year, essentially.
Well, and I think the reason Schefter made it clear that Vrabel's the favorite, but it's not done. The Crafts are worried about any blowback from the league or investigation by the league or possible penalties from the league, i.e. lost draft picks and things for not going through a real process.
I think the best thing that Robert Kraft did during his press conference was bite his tongue when somebody asked him specifically about Vrabel.
Did he?
Well, like, as much as he could have,
yeah,
I think.
Fair.
He was like, I mean, his line was about, you know, we have some impressive people coming
everybody.
In. He didn't name any of them. He didn't know who any of them are or whatever. It doesn't matter because it's only going to be Vrabel. I bet he didn't even talk to those other two guys. But it was kind of funny, too, where they put out, oh, they're interested in Ben Johnson. Then we got that weird tweet about Leftwich and Hamilton, and then you're like, oh, and Vrabel. Like, oh, yeah, Vrabel.
So I was going to ask. So I think we know Leftwich and Pep Hamilton, and it's a shame. I mean, the Patriots didn't want to interview real candidates to satisfy the Rooney Rule. That's on them. They got to square that away. They got to live with that. And I think a lot of people have called them out, and they're catching heat for it, and it's why they have their fake late request with Aaron Glenn. I think that's a fake late request with Aaron Glenn. So they got to live with that. They got to square that away. That's on them. But do you make anything of Vrabel interviewing before Ben Johnson? Ben Johnson's scheduled to interview tomorrow. Do you make anything of the order there?
So some of it does have to do with Ben Johnson's availability. He's on a team that is on a bye. They only have a few days in which they can do it. So I don't make a ton out of that. I think it was more calculated to interview Leftwich and Hamilton first, and then therefore you can just hire Vrabel. Or in this pipe dream of mine, you talk to Ben Johnson tomorrow and say that he's going to be your guy, right? Like that's sort of what I'm hoping for. But this way you get those guys out of the way who were both available. You didn't have to ask to request. They're not even in football, right? So you didn't have to ask to request an interview and all that stuff. You were able to bring them right in 20 minutes, probably in and out. Maybe they were told, yeah, you have a 60-second plan like Keith and Jones? Like, go ahead, give me your 60-second plan. Then
put them on the clock, Jonathan.
Then we'll get you a lunch, and then we'll call it a day. But no, I think this has more to do with Vrabel, and they can hire him. Because at the time, they might have speculated that the Raiders' job was going to be open. But when they were doing all this stuff and lining it up, they didn't know because the Raiders took a couple days.
Good point. So Schefter's not the only one to say it's not a done deal. You know, Curran said this early in the week, it'd be way, way, way presumptuous or way, way, way too early to assume that it's a done deal with Vrabel. Schefter yesterday, I think, was doing some of that with WEEI Afternoons. Graziano and Fowler at ESPN went through all the vacancies today, what they're hearing on the vacancies, okay? And what they're hearing on the Patriots is that a lot of people's first instinct is to connect Titans coach Mike Vrabel with the Pats, which makes sense. He's in the Pats Hall of Fame for his contributions as a player. He retains ties to ownership. But I wouldn't rule out Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson.
Hell yeah.
For this job at all. He says this job is going to be of real interest to top offensive candidates. He details May and the cap space and the high draft pick and all the stuff we've been talking about.
You have May. The other two things are we can get to another time.
Right,
like, have May. The other two things, like, okay.
You could have had one. You have four. You have cap space. Will they use it? Fair point. I wouldn't be surprised to see former Pats defensive coordinator Brian Flores get a look here either. Though he said Tuesday he has yet to hear from New England. So they haven't put in a request for him yet, huh?
No.
Huh.
Weird.
Oh, super weird.
Because, like, you and I and there are others that want to cut ties from anything Belichick tree or even Patriots related, they're obviously not with Mike Vrabel. So wouldn't Brian Flores make a ton of sense?
One would think.
Okay.
But no, Keith. Not Brian Flores.
He's coaching
not
a good
Aaron
defense
Glenn.
Right now.
Pep Hamilton.
Yeah, who's going to be the head coach
Leftwich.
Sooner, Byron Leftwich or Brian Flores? They're close.
I heard Breer, I think, on Early Edition last night saying those guys are going to struggle to get, like, jobs in the NFL. Never mind head coaching jobs. Those guys would struggle to get coordinator jobs again.
Yeah, it's rough.
Jeremy Fowler writes, this is a job with sneaky good interest. It's become clear that synergy with the GM and internal alignment will be important for Ben Johnson. We played you the clip from Burt Breer back in December, leading up to a Thursday night game, I think, between the Lions and the Vikings about how Ben Johnson was going to be picky and choosy and he needed alignment with the front office. Fowler writes, Executive Vice President of Player Personnel Elliot Wolf is someone who could get along with Johnson, and I could see the pairing working. Johnson's a member of the Wolfpack, an honorary member of the Wolfpack?
No, I don't think so. Although it got pretty muddy there at the end. Everybody was in the Wolfpack. Everybody was in the NWO. But I think Ben Johnson, like, I don't know, is that something you say, like, right now? I mean, once you sit down and have the interview, and then also, like, what's the availability of any of his guys? Like, if they're willing to move there, like, I think you could probably talk Robert Kraft into that.
So Johnson will interview on Friday, Fowler details. They're hearing more on the coordinator position potentially with Vrabel, but Ben Johnson, Keith, interesting name.
Sure is.
If you were coming up with a plan to say, I don't know, fix the Patriots coaching staff and front office, would Ben Johnson be on your list if you're out there driving around? You can weigh in with your own plans. We're going to put you guys on the clock. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. And
who do you want to hire? Who do you think the Patriots should hire? Your Robert Kraft. Make your moves. You'll have 30 seconds to do it.
Don't swear.
And
I don't think we should have to say it.
Good caveat, Keith.
But we ran into a little bit of an issue earlier in the program where we had to dump some of your 30-second plans.
Yeah, multiple plans.
Multiple plans
because
of the cussing.
Multiple teams, more than one.
So don't
we're calling
that.
Bill Belichick. Multiple calls had to be dumped.
Also, this opens up the Whiner app. On the Odyssey
Good
app.
Good point, Keith.
The Greg Hill Show was using it earlier this week, where if maybe you're afraid you're going to cuss, or maybe you're not, you don't want to go on live.
You can do a few takes. You can go on the send us your best take. Curse, darn it.
Yep.
Then you go back on the app and start over again. Yeah, yeah.
So we'll take those two.
So on the Odyssey app, click on the microphone, the Whiner app, as we like to call it. I don't think it's been done before in radio.
I don't think so.
If it has, I've never heard it.
Nope.
And so that's a good place to do it. You can condense it to 30 seconds. We'll put you on the clock. If you miss Keith's plan and my plan earlier today to fix the Patriots, 60 seconds. We're giving ourselves a little more leeway.
Yeah.
Let's replay him here. Nick, can we play Keith first? Because Keith is right about this the last time we went around.
It's people like the last one.
The last, yeah. Recency bias. I need all the recency bias I can get with my plan. So let's hear Keith's plan first. Put him on the clock.
All right, my head coach, easy, Ben Johnson. You're talking to him tomorrow. You hire him tomorrow. He comes in here. You team him up with Drake May. You have a top 10 offense next year, and then you're in the top 5 for offenses years after that. He, to me, is a no-brainer. To help him out, I bring in Tanner Engstrom as the offensive coordinator. He's currently the passing game coordinator with the Detroit Lions. So you now have two guys that can help mold this entire offense into the new wave of the future, a very bright future here in New England. I also asked Alex Van Pelt if he wants to stay on and coach the quarterbacks. If yes, great. If not, see you later. We got Ben Johnson and Tanner Engstrom. The one thing I do agree with you, Jones, is Ray Agnew, assistant GM for the Detroit Lions. All they do is draft Pro Bowlers, so I bring him in to draft guys. Elliot Wolf can take a hike. Ray Agnew's son is a scout with the Jets, which would allow you to have a connection with Robert Saleh, who is going to be my defensive coordinator. You talk him into it. He runs and takes over the entire defense, and it's a head coach experience out Darren Rizzi for special teams. The minute comes at you fast.
It does.
I had a lot more stuff in there, but that was pretty. That's the staff. I got a new GM. I have all new coaches. The only one I would consider retaining is Alex Van Pelt. I don't know if you'd want to do that because he would no longer be offensive coordinator. He'd just be QB's coach.
Okay. So that was Rich Keefe's plan in 60 seconds to fix the Patriots coaching staff and front office. Let's put me on the clock. Okay. Here's my plan to fix the Patriots front office and coaching staff. I'm trading for Kevin O'Connell. 2026 first round pick. You've spent first rounders before for Bill Belichick, so it's not that steep. He's 34-17, second playoff appearance. His offense has been top 10 twice since he's been head coach of the Vikings. I'm trading for him. He's calling his own plays, which means I'm keeping Alex Van Pelt. That's right. You're the offensive coordinator in name only. Really, you're the quarterback coach. Keep working with your quarterbacks, plural, Drake May and Joe Milton. I like the work there. Keep it going. Then I'm going to look at who I like who plays defense. I like the Broncos defense. I've mentioned Jim Leonard before, former Jets safety. He's their DB coach. They have Patrick Surtain in Denver. You have Christian Gonzalez. They're third in points allowed. Maybe he can mirror that. I'm going to the Lions. I like how they draft. You've heard this before. Ray Agnew, assistant GM, former Patriots D lineman. I'm going to hire him to draft here in New England, which means Elliot Wolf, I'm sorry, you're out. I'm going to stuff him in a locker somewhere where I don't have to look at Elliot Wolf. So it's...
Wow.
Does sneak up on. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, the punctuation there at the end.
Good.
Yeah, some good plans. And some of the calls that we took that did not cuss, a lot of them had Robert Saleh.
Yes.
Head coaches, meanwhile, were a little bit more mixed. We had a Liam Cohen in there. Mm-hmm. We had a Mike Vrabel, obviously, in there.
We had a couple player suggestions, too. It's like, go get Tyreek Hill. Go get T. Higgins. I thought you were going for, when you brought up the Jets connection to Ray Agnew's son, Ray Agnew III.
Yeah, Ray Agnew III.
Who I guess is working for the Jets. Ray Agnew, the assistant GM in Detroit.
RA3.
I thought you were going to go to a Garrett Wilson level and say, well, you're coming from the Jets. You got a connection. Bring him over.
Yeah.
But I guess we were trying to stick to fixing just the coaching staff.
I was doing the staff there.
Front office.
But I think with Ray Agnew, I mean, you look at what the Lions have done. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, and I just, this is instructive to Robert, if you're out there listening in the Seaport. What I would do is look at organizations that have drafted well and pick a personnel guy from there. And I would look at coaching staffs where I say, boy, that's either a guy who's done it or a team that is well coached with a good scheme. And I would draw from that. That is not what Robert is doing.
No.
Robert is picking out guys who used to play here or that he has a direct connection to. And or in the case of Elliot Wolf from the Cleveland Browns, which is not what I would have been doing. That's not the way I would build it. I would pluck. You're basically making it Detroit East.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a great plan.
And then surround a new head coach, because a lot of people have concerns now with rookie head coaches because of how poorly it went with Jerod Mayo. So then surround him with veteran guys. And that's why I even threw in, not even as a joke, throw in Darren Rizzi as the special teams coordinator.
I left out special teams coordinator. I like that.
Throw him in there. He's got head coaching experience. He's a veteran special teams coordinator, so it's certainly not day one on the job for him. If it's somebody like Robert Saleh, even the Flus, Even Matt Eberflus, you bring him in. I know he sounds like a joke, but just because you're a joke head coach doesn't mean you're a great coordinator. In fact, you became a head coach because you were a really good coordinator.
You brought up Wade Phillips and Sean McVay before. Yeah. Wade Phillips is like the perfect example
of that. I don't want son of bum coaching my team as a head coach.
Bad coach, but great defensive coordinator.
Awesome coordinator. And I think there are some other guys, and it's funny, they might get... So Steve Spagnuolo is a good example. He's getting more interviews this time around because he's been coaching his tail off with these defenses. So he's going to get a sniff, but I don't think you want him as your head coach. Same with like Vance Joseph.
No, he should.
I know he was
job.
Having the time of his life, but
Joseph should get a job. I suggested his defensive backs coach because I don't think he's going to take a lateral move.
No, he won't. Yeah,
but
no.
Spagnuolo should get another job. Vance Joseph should get another job. I agree. I don't know that I feel the greatest about them, but they deserve second chances.
But those guys are more important for Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen. If you do hire Mike Vrabel, the experience of the coordinators aren't as important to me as just the overall talent. And then that's where everybody goes down like, who's his offensive coordinator going to be? And if it's some of the names that have been thrown out there, like, that leaves a lot to be desired.
Notice none of us went with Mike Vrabel.
No.
Who is interviewing today. Ben Johnson tomorrow. That's Keefe's pick. I'm giving up the first rounder for Kevin O'Connell. He not only has he done it before, which Vrabel has.
Yeah.
He's doing it at a higher level, I think, than Vrabel. And he's doing it right now. It would cost you a first-round pick, but Kraft's shown the willingness to do that.
What do you think the percentage is? Not to throw a poll out there, but what's the percentage? I think they updated it like a couple days ago. I forget if it was might have been Hart or maybe it was Curran Hart.
Well, Andy Hart definitely did one. Curran did one as well. They were both in the mid to high 50s.
But Johnson was closer to Vrabel than I thought.
Yeah, he was like mid to low 40s. Yeah,
I would have assumed Vrabel was 75%. That would have been my guess. Like Greg and Courtney in the morning want Vrabel.
I bet if you did it again today, Vrabel will be polling higher than a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
I think people just assume it's going to happen.